This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. A special congressional election is underway for an Albuquerque-based seat that's been dominated by Democrats since 2009. Early voting by absentee ballot began yesterday as major party candidates clashed in their first public debate. Six candidates are vying for the first congressional district post to succeed Deb Haaland after her departure from Congress to lead the Interior Department. Democratic State Representative Melanie Stansberry and Republican State Senator Mark Moores are at the forefront of the contest, which includes a Libertarian contender, Chris Manning, and an independent, Aubrey Dunn Jr. At a combative hour-long debate last night, Moores emphasized his unbending support for police officers, while Stansberry highlighted her focus on families and a humanitarian approach to immigration. Moores repeatedly sought to link Stansberry to the so-called BREATHE Act from the Movement for Black Lives in 2020 that would divest taxpayer spending from traditional policing and agencies such as the Drug Enforcement Agency and invest in alternative approaches to public safety. In response, Stansberry emphasized her work in the legislature coordinating capital spending for police and other first responders. You can find out more about the debate and the candidates' positions on other issues online at KUNM.org. A federal monitor's latest report says the Albuquerque Police Department is making some progress on use of force, but falling short in other ways. The report says that years into the department's reform efforts, there are still too many instances of officers using unnecessary force, and that the department apparently lacks a, quote, appetite for taking serious approaches to control excessive or unwarranted uses of force. The report also says that the department routinely fails to follow its own written policy on discipline for violations and should be better staffed. KRQE-TV reports Police Chief Harold Medina and Police Officers Union are critical of the report by the court-appointed monitor, James Ginger. Find out more online at KUNM.org. From the nation's capital to indigenous communities across the American Southwest, top government officials, family members, and advocates are gathering today as part of a call to action to address the ongoing problem of violence against indigenous women and children. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and other federal officials are expected to commemorate Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day today. As New Mexico's task force presents its latest findings, a caravan of women bikers take the streets in Phoenix, and advocates use social media to raise awareness. The first Native American to lead a U.S. cabinet agency, Haaland called May 5th an unfortunate tradition and says she feels, quote, we are ready to solve this crisis. She cited studies and federal statistics that show at least 1,500 Native Americans and Alaska Natives are missing and Native women are at an increased risk of violence. President Joe Biden yesterday issued a proclamation on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. He has promised to bolster resources to address the crisis and better consult with tribes to hold perpetrators accountable and keep communities safe. Haaland said that includes more staffing in the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs unit dedicated to solving cold cases and coordinating with Mexico and Canada to combat human trafficking. This is KUNM.